Good morning. It's Friday, July 24th. I'm Steve Smith, along with Amy Roth from ThyssenKrupp.
Good morning, Steve.
Hey there, Amy. And welcome to this week's edition of Cultural Continuum. We're starting out with something happening just a little bit from now, an hour and 10 minutes from now. The Orange City is hosting a mural dedication this morning with artist Mark Aslam, who has completed a mural dedicated to the memory of former Orange City Arts Director Joyce Blumendahl. That dedication will be at First Impact starting this morning at 9 o'clock.
Okay, and Fridays on the Promenade continues tonight with a concert by the Lionel Young Band. Young is a classically trained blues violinist who was a member of the Pittsburgh Opera Ballet Orchestra and has performed with Count Basie and Stevie Wonder. Well, it's quite a resume. The show begins at 6 on the Promenade.
And let's back that up. A classically trained blues violinist, and I was listening. We'll hear some of his music going out of the program this morning because it's just a weird concept, but it's pretty cool. Okoboji Summer Theater is wrapping up their run of To Kill a Mockingbird. That will be on stage through Sunday. Of course, To Kill a Mockingbird, set in the Deep South during the Great Depression. Showtimes are at 8 o'clock tonight and tomorrow, and Sunday's show begins at 6 o'clock.
Shot in the Dark Productions is presenting Green Day's American Idiot, running until Sunday. Monday, the 27th. Johnny, Will, and Tunney struggle to find meaning and leave their hometown in search of the thrills of the city. Their paths soon diverge as one enters the armed forces, one is called home to deal with family, and one finds a seductive love interest and a dangerous friend. Curtain time is at 8 p.m., with shows beginning at 7 on the 26th and 27th. ShotInTheDarkProductions.org.
More theater. Sioux City Community Theater is presenting Shrek, and they are wrapping up their run this weekend as well. That runs through Sunday. The musical tells the tale of an unusual hero who finds himself on a life-changing journey alongside a wise-cracking donkey named Donkey and a feisty princess who resists her rescue. Friday tonight and tomorrow night shows begin at 7:30. The Sunday matinee will be at 2.
And again, more theater. The Lamar's Community Theater presents MAME, running until the 26th, which is Sunday. The musical follows the eccentric Auntie MAME from the Roaring Twenties to the Great Depression and World War II. Evening shows begin at 7:30.
Chance to get outdoors. Woodbury County Conservation Board is sponsoring a basic fishing program. That'll be tomorrow. Attendees will learn about casting, tackle, and fishing laws. Night crawlers and fishing poles will be provided. That program will be from 10 a.m. until noon at Snyder Bend Park. Go to woodburyparks.com for more information.
All right. Also tomorrow, the Disabilities Resource Center of Siouxland and the Sioux City Human Rights Commission will host a celebration of the 25th anniversary of the ADA, American Disabilities Act. Expert panelists from local agencies will be present to talk about issues facing the disabled community and answer questions. There will be food and activities, and it takes place in the Sioux City Public Museum beginning at noon.
And our own, FM90's own Hank Zimmerman will be emceeing that.
Awesome.
In celebration of their 50th anniversary, Pearson Lakes Art Center is hosting something called Bop Till You Drop Sock Hop. Wow.
Hop on pot.
That'll be tomorrow. Tomorrow night, 7 o'clock, there will be dinner, refreshments, and 50s-themed entertainment and music by the Holy Rocka Rollers. Attendees are encouraged to wear period dress and probably good socks.
Yes, I would imagine.
I would assume.
Sock hop. Sioux City's Summer Movies in the Park series continues tomorrow with a screening of Planes, Fire and Rescue. Dusty the Airplane has retired from racing and joined a forest fire and rescue unit in this animated work voiced by Dane Cook, Ed Harris, and Julie Bowen. Great cast. It will be shown at the Grandview Park Bandshell, and that starts at 9 p.m.
Winnebago Powwow is happening now through Sunday. The annual homecoming celebration honors Chief Little Priest and 75 of his Winnebago warriors who served with the U.S. Cavalry in 1865. The powwow features traditional songs, dances, and food. It's held at Veterans Memorial Park in Winnebago, Nebraska.
And isn't that traditionally held on the hottest weekend of the summer?
I think it's a rule.
Okay. The Siouxland Coalition Against Human Trafficking is hosting a workshop this Sunday, the 26th, and the workshop is intended to provide resources and help raise awareness to combat human trafficking in the Siouxland community. It will be held in the St. Francis Center on the campus of Briarcliff University, and that starts at 1 o'clock.
Here's an interesting tie-in to history. The Betty Strong Encounter Center is hosting College Football's Core of Discovery Connection on Sunday. Philip Johnson, who's associate head football athletic trainer at the University of Michigan, will take the audience on an illustrated journey comparing the challenges of today's college football student athletes to the rigors of serving on the Lewis and Clark expedition. That begins at 2 o'clock. Go to SiouxCityLCIC.com for more information.
That's kind of an interesting...
You get way less scurvy in college football nowadays. That's one
of
the things that's different.
And you're less likely to freeze to death. Okay.
And less typhus, lots of things.
Okay. The Sioux City Municipal Band's final summer concert takes place on Sunday, and this will also be the final concert for conductor Larry Mitchell, who's retiring. The new conductor of the band will be announced during the show. Musical selections will include Bugler's Holiday, a medley of music from the 1962 film Lawrence of Arabia, and a medley of Frank Sinatra favorites. And that starts at 7:30 in the Grandview Bandshell.
Also a band concert, also at the Grandview Park Bandshell, but on Monday night. This is interesting. The 185th Air Refueling Wing was hosting a concert played by the Air National Guard Band of the Midwest. This concert will feature the concert band, Harmony in Blue Jazz Ensemble, and Permanent Party Rock Band, performing popular, patriotic, and big band favorites. And again, that's at Grandview Park Bandshell Monday night at 7 o'clock.
Orange City Arts Council is presenting the Glee Handbell Choir on Monday. The choir hails from Tokyo, Japan, and will be on a U.S. national tour. This concert will be held at the Trinity Reformed Church, and that begins at 7.
Northwest Iowa Sierra Group presents Improving Iowa's Water Quality on Tuesday. The program will highlight the state of Iowa's lakes and waterways, directing attendees to the improvement opportunities available. The program will be at 2501 Jackson Street in Sioux City, beginning at 6:30.
Okoboji Summer Theater is presenting The Taffetas, running the 28th of July to August 2nd. And in this musical, a talented quartet of singing sisters is set to make its make-or-break television debut. Will Ed Sullivan be watching and snatch them from obscurity to stardom? Or will they have to return to Indiana with dashed hopes? Who knows? Curtain times are at 8 p.m. with a matinee on Saturday at 4:30, and Sunday's show begins at 6.
We have another band concert. This is Onstage Orange City as they present the Orange City Area Community Band. That concert will feature Rayfon Williams' Flourish for Wind Band and William Heim's Doxology. That starts at 7 o'clock, Orange City's Windmill Park.
Okay, we're back outside. The Dickinson County Nature Center is hosting Grandpa, Grandma, and Me. That's Thursday and Friday, the 30th and 31st of July. Grandparents are invited to bring their grandchildren, ages 5 to 13, for special intergenerational hikes, crafts, games, kayaking, geocaching, and more. Pre-registration is required at the DickinsonCountyNatureCenter.com.
And another outdoor opportunity, the Dorothy Pico Nature Center hosts Who's Got What? Iowa Wildlife Diseases. We've been informed that this does not violate HEPA in any way. That'll be Thursday, July 30th. Attendees will learn some of the signs and symptoms of a diseased animal and what causes specific or what specific diseases Iowa wildlife carry. That begins at 6 o'clock. Again, that'll be on Thursday. We'll have a whole bunch of new events to tell you about next time around here on Cultural Continuum. For my co-host, Amy Roth, and executive producer, Mark Munger, I'm Steve Smith.
That woman gotta love her with a thrill, 'cause if you don't, some other man will. You got to love her with feeling. You gotta love her with feeling. You got to love her with feeling. Don't you love her at all? Well, she shakes all over. When she walks, she made a blind man see. She made a dumb man talk. You got to love her with feeling. You gotta love her with feeling. Why don't you love her?